Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Boosting your immune system is one of the best things that you can do because it's your body's key defense when it comes to fighting a virus. Now, even if you are exposed to a virus, coronavirus or others, if your immune system is strong, well, you have a better chance of not getting sick. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will share some important information on how we can keep our immune system strong and vigorous year-round. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us. Important topic today.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Listen, I can't even emphasize how important it is, especially with COVID still in our midst. And so we want to do everything possible to maintain our robust immune system. It's a complex topic. I'm going to make it as simple as possible, give you lots of practical examples of what you can do starting today.
And flu season right around the corner, so a lot of reasons to take notes today. So much more information. We're going to cram maybe a 3 or 4 hour conversation into a fraction of that. More at Dr. Susan's website, and we'll point that out throughout the program, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's start with the very basics here. We hear this all the time, your immune system. What is our immune system? What's it composed of?
Yes, yeah, great, great place to start. It's a complex network of white blood cells, organs, and tissues of the lymph system. And this is spread throughout the body and involves many types of cells, organs, proteins, and tissues, including, you know about these, the thymus, the spleen, tonsils, lymph nodes, lymph vessels, and the bone marrow. And Rick, it defends you every day against germs and microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses we hear a lot about these days, parasites, and fungi. And in most cases, the immune system successfully keeps you healthy and free of serious infections.
Okay, now, with that information, and we know it's there, we know it's nature's way of saying, I'm going to protect you. How do we maintain a healthy immune system in the first place? Where does that start? What can we do?
Yes, all right, perfect. There are multiple ways that you can strengthen and protect your immune system so that it's ready to engage in a serious attack when your health is threatened. And boosting your immune system is easier than you might think, because with just a few little adjustments to your lifestyle that we'll talk about and your everyday habits, you can keep your immune system in the best possible health and strong enough to protect you against the germs and viruses that fill the air. So follow these tips I'm about to give you for the best health possible and keep your body strong enough to protect against the germs and viruses that are all around us. And I want to start off with, if it's okay with you, to how to boost your immune system by taking some targeted nutritional supplements.
Oh, perfect. Yes, please do.
Okay. So although you might try to live a healthy lifestyle, you might not be getting enough of the nutrients that your body requires. And right now I'm taking extra of all of these because COVID is still prevalent in our environment. Let's start with zinc, and I'll just go through each one very briefly. You can get much more information in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and on my website. But zinc is an important mineral essential to the normal function of many organs and systems within the body, including your skeletal, your neurological, your brain, that's your brain and nerves, and your endocrine systems. And it's also necessary for the formation of collagen and supports a healthy immune function. So let's start. That's zinc.
Okay.
Vitamin C. Listen, this would be along with D at the top of the list. Research on vitamin C shows it has antiviral, antitoxin, antibacterial, anti-cancer importance to it that goes back with research from the 1930s and 40s. One of the things about vitamin C is that cancer has a difficult time living and surviving in levels of high vitamin C. I take large amounts of vitamin C throughout the day, not all at once, like in the morning, but I take it at 3 or 4 times throughout the day, and I also take a time release. One of the things about vitamin C is that it increases the electrons in your body. In a moment, I'll talk about IOS, intracellular oxidative stress, but just keep in mind here that when you lose electrons in your body, then you, that's the beginning of being sick with and being more susceptible to all kinds of illnesses. When you take extra vitamin C, it brings with it electrons. They like to be coupled in a marriage. And so they go around and find single electrons, and they couple up, and that will help your immune system.
Vitamin C, I was just going to say, all of this, if you're traveling and you're trying to remember all of this, just sit back, listen to the conversation, absorb what Dr. Susan is talking about, and you'll find all this in great detail at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com, and in great detail as well in her new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. So we're talking about zinc and vitamin C. What's next on the list of supplements that we really should be taking?
Vitamin D3. Okay. Now, that's used by the immune system to produce antimicrobial, antiviral peptides. So why is this important? Because in the upper and lower respiratory tract is where vitamin D has been seen, among other things in the body, to bolster the immune system when facing an acute respiratory tract infection. Now, that is what COVID is. And I don't know if you're aware of this, Rick, but they've discovered, they don't say it a lot on the news, I wish they would, but 70% of COVID patients that are hospitalized, 70% are low in vitamin D. And you need to know your level in the blood test. You need to get a blood test. You can't assume if you're taking a supplement that you have enough D. I've told you this story before, but I live in sunny Southern California and Brentwood in Los Angeles. I'm outdoors a lot. I hike. I go down to the beach. And a couple years ago, I had a blood profile taken with my annual physical, and the doctor called me and said, I've hardly ever seen vitamin D as low as yours. And I was taking 5,000 IUs a day.
Wow.
So we upped it to 10,000 IUs. I'm one of those people that don't absorb it well, even though it's a fat-soluble vitamin and you take it with a meal that has fat in it. I still didn't absorb it. So at 10,000 IUs, then the number's good in my blood profile. It's about 70 to 75. So next time you get a blood test, you want to make sure you look at the D3 in your body.
Okay, so that's vitamin D3, and yes, and again, all this on the website, susansmithjones.com. I can see people frantically trying to remember all of this. Zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D3. Continue with the next supplement that we really, really should have in our bodies.
Yes, now I'm really into nascent iodine. That's a special form of iodine called NASCENT. Every health food store has it. You can get it online. It's more bioavailable in your body. It really helps with the thyroid, and it's shown to be particularly useful in strengthening the immune response. It's much better than regular iodine, so look at nascent iodine. And next would be selenium. That's a mineral. It plays a vital role in our immune system because it's important for the activity of the antioxidant enzyme called glutathione peroxidase. Now, glutathione is the master antioxidant in the body, so it's important for the production of glutathione, but it's also important for preventing blood coagulation reactions. So selenium is usually found in ample amounts in a multi, if you take a multi.
Okay.
You know, you check your multi to see what the levels are of everything rather than having 50 supplement bottles on your kitchen counter.
Yes, I was going to say, because if you took all of these, you would have like a whole windowsill and then some with with vitamins on. So, yeah, see what you can get in terms of the multi. Quercetin, is that, am I saying that correctly? I've heard that mentioned as something very important.
Yes, and you and I have talked about that before. It's a bioflavonoid that support, and it's, you're right, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. And it supports a healthy immune function, and it supports a healthy inflammatory response. It promotes cardiovascular and endothelial health and so much more. And by the way, some of the latest studies, Rick, have shown that when you take, and I take an extra supplement of this because it's not in my multi, it's when you take quercetin, it's more difficult for the COVID coronavirus or the variant viruses to enter our cells and set up home. So thank you, quercetin. And I'm going to talk about silver and blue magic and earthing and nebulizing, the last four on my list of important extras in your lifestyle to boost your immune system. Let's start with silver, Rick. There are different kinds of silver you can get. And if you go to my website, I'm going to tell you a few places, and go to blog, and under blog, let me just see, it's the second entry down, it's silver therapy. You can read lots of studies. Silver has been around for centuries. You know, it was in use long before modern antibiotics were developed. You want nano silver, not colloidal. It's a natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasite. There are many companies selling it, but you want to get the best possible. I put 1 to 2 teaspoons of this nano silver that you read about on my website in my water every single morning. I have it in a gel form if I get a cut. I have it in a spray form if I want to spray it in my throat. And 2-3 times a week, I nebulize hydrogen peroxide to augment my immune system, and I might put a drop of this nano silver in it. Again, on my website, you just even in the search bar, put nano silver. But if you go to blog, the second entry is all about silver therapy for whole body wellness for all ages and pets. Now, let's mention blue magic. It's blue, M-A-J-I-K. If you go to the search bar and put in blue magic, you'll find out lots about it and see the studies. I've taken this for about 15 years. It's an aqua botanical cultivated from the pristine Klamath Lake in Oregon. It's made up of an ingredient called phycocyanin. And if you go to favorites on my website, and you scroll down to Blue Magic, you can read lots of the studies. You can learn all about it. Phycocyanin is a powerful antioxidant that quenches free radicals. You can get it in a powder or a capsule form. You can guess the color of it. With the word is phycocyanin. Cyan is like a blue-green color. Yes. It's the most beautiful blue-green color you put into a glass. It's like a turquoise drink. You can stir the powder, and it tastes great to me, but if you prefer capsules, you can get it in capsule form. But on my website, scroll down under favorites where it says Blue Magic, you can see studies. Scientific studies worldwide of how phycocyanin helps kill viruses. It's anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer. It supports your brain. And I used to take 400 milligrams a day, but with COVID still around, I've doubled it to 800 milligrams a day. That's 4 capsules or a teaspoon of the powder in water once a day. It's great for your pets, and it's important to learn about it because not many people know about phycocyanin, and currently there are a few hundred studies being done worldwide, and you don't hear about these things on the news. So silver, blue magic, earthing. Remember last time we talked about the importance of putting your bare feet or your skin on the earth, right?
Yep, I remember it well. It's the first time I heard some of this information, but it was and it's so easy to do. It doesn't cost you like $1,000 to go through this treatment process.
No, and in fact, you know, if you go to that Blue Magic page, right under the picture and the recipe for a Blue Magic cocktail, I actually posted our interview that we did together, The Dangers of EMFs and the Benefits of Grounding and Earthing, so you can learn more about this. So why is earthing important? And I'll make this as simple as possible. All disease has its starts with IOS, that's intracellular oxidative stress. What does that mean, simply? And we have over like 70 trillion cells in the body, and IOS is intracellular, inside the cell, oxidative stress. It's when the cells inside lose electrons. They lose electrons. That means, remember, electrons like to be married, like to be in couples.
Yes.
When you lose one, then you reduce the function of the cell and, in essence, your immune system. And, you know, this gets very simplified, but there are two important ways that you can bring more electrons into your body, very good ways. One is earthing, by literally standing barefoot on the ground outside, or like right now, my feet are on an earthing mat under my desk. It's great. I still like outdoors better, but an earthing mat isn't very much money. And if you go to favorites on my website, the first entry below in the drop-down says earthing, nature's most effective whole-body healer. So you can learn about that and where to get a mat. So earthing makes your body soak up countless electrons from the natural earth. Not only that, but besides earthing, vitamin C, as I just said, brings with it, when you take extra C in your body, more electrons. And the more electrons you have in your body, the higher your immune system, the more you'll keep your body disease-free. Whatever anybody is dealing with health-wise, whatever it is, one of the first things I say to people that come and see me and need advice is you need to start doing earthing and increase the electrons in your body, the coupling of the electrons. So, and then nebulizing. There's an amazing book out that I got a PDF from the author. His name's Thomas Levy. He's a medical doctor and an attorney. He's written 13 medical books. He's known worldwide. And one of his books that I posted on my website, if you go to blog and scroll down to coronavirus, colds, flu, and cancer, that's the third entry, you can get a free PDF copy of his book.
Oh, fantastic.
If you go to COVID in my navigation bar, and the fourth entry says fortify your immunity, you could go there too, and you can click on the link, and you can get a 312-page book free with over 600 scientific studies listed. And in fact, I recently watched a great webinar that he gave, and he's shown with numerous studies that if you had COVID or a cold or a sore throat or any other respiratory problem, if you nebulize with hydrogen peroxide, not only will it wipe out the virus and whatever else is going on in your body, but I do this 2 to 3 times a week with a nebulizer. I nebulize hydrogen peroxide. Sometimes I'll put in a drop of silver, And I do that literally to augment my immune system, because our body makes hydrogen peroxide, but the more you can get in your body, the healthier you will be. Now, this doesn't mean, Rick, you drink it, but you nebulize it so it gets into your upper and lower respiratory tract. And you don't hear about this. And by the way, this book that you can get free on my website, the link, it goes through all of these nutritional supplements I've just talked about and other things you can do to keep your body free of COVID and disease free from any disease. So I know this sounds strange, because often when you were a kid, if you had asthma, I know friends that have kids with asthma, then they nebulize their medicine. But I nebulize hydrogen peroxide to get more hydrogen peroxide into my body, because all these viruses can't live in an environment of hydrogen peroxide. So again, you don't drink it, you nebulize it, which puts it into a mist. And you don't hear about this on the news, because a nebulizer is between, $25 and $45, and hydrogen peroxide's about $3 or less to get a bottle. So nobody's really making money. So you can read all about this on my website. You can put in the search bar Thomas Levy, MD, or nebulize hydrogen peroxide, or simply go to blog, scroll down to the third entry, coronavirus, cold, flu, cancer, and you can get a copy of the book, or go to COVID-19 in the navigation bar. Scroll four down where it says fortify your immunity. You click on the book, you'll get a 312 or so page that came out this year in 2021, a book about how to keep your body disease-free. And the subtitle is You Don't Need to Live in Fear. I've read the book about a half a dozen times. It is fantastic.
And all
it puts
of this
you in charge of your body, and you don't have to be afraid anymore.
It's all of this available at Dr. Susan's website. It's SusanSmithJones.com. We've got to take a break. We've talked a lot about the nutritional supplements that you can use to boost your immune system year-round. When we come back, I want to talk about if there are certain lifestyle tips that Dr. Susan has that will keep our immune systems in a healthy state as well, and we'll do that after these messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back this week in America. Back with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about boosting your immune system year-round. We went through a lot of the nutritional supplements that are very valuable in doing just that. Dr. Susan, what are some of the lifestyle tips you can give us that will help and boost our immune system as well year-round?
Yes, and these are all things you and I over the decades have talked about before, but they're all worth mentioning again. First is stay hydrated. All major systems in your miraculous body, immune included, are impaired when you're dehydrated. So you want to drink plenty of water and eat plenty of like raw fruits and vegetables that have lots of water in them, like organic water. And doing so will make your all-day hydration easier if you include lots of fruits and vegetables. If you want to know the best kind of water and how to drink it to get the best results, just go to my search bar and put in alkaline water, or go to favorites and scroll down to rejuvenation in your glass of water. Always good to put a little bit of fresh lemon. Squeeze some fresh lemon juice into your water. Next, we know this, but let's mention it again. Prioritize healthy hygiene.
Really with need to germs, do that, because we can get into bad habits very quickly, can't we?
You know what? We can. And then sometimes you think just because you're hanging out at home, you don't need to wash your hands. But I think it's important to wash your hands throughout the day, you know, because germs can be found just about everywhere. So it's essential to practice healthy hygiene. And always remember this, you know, this is just a reminder. Avoid touching your face, your mouth, your eyes, and, you know, keep some warm, you know, warm to hot, not scalding hot, warm to hot water, and, you know, to the tune of row, row, row your boat, 20 seconds to wash your hands, you know, not just 5 seconds and you're done, just a good habit. Get plenty of sleep each night. Your body relies on adequate amounts of sleep each night, and by getting enough sleep, you're encouraging cellular repair and helping your immune system maintain itself. What I love to do before I go to bed is I walk out into my backyard on my grass, barefoot, of course, and I walk a little bit. Ideally, you want to get 30 minutes of earthing in a day. And again, if you go to favorites, that first entry is Earthing and Grounding, Nature's Most Effective Whole Body Healer. And there's a wonderful documentary. It's about a little bit over an hour that talks about the science behind earthing and why it's important to get all these extra electrons into your body. So I earth before I go to bed and throughout the day. I even have a mat at the bottom of my bed that my feet go on. So I try to get as many electrons in my body as possible.
How about managing at the same time. These are stressful times. How do we manage stress? And how bad is it when we don't manage stress? Are we lowering our immune system because we're overstressed?
Yes, that's such a good point, Rick. Absolutely, we are. When you're overly anxious, stressed, or even depressed, like a lot of people are these days, your overall immune system is weakened, and it may even impair the function of your digestive system. So you want to start, as much as possible, dedicating more time to relaxing. Find more ways to minimize your stress and avoid illness. For example, just the earthing, if you have a yard, or even if it's not grass, it could be dirt. It's got to be the natural earth, not on cement or asphalt. But go out and do your deep breathing and visualize. And, you know, if you're drinking some tea or juice or water, go, instead of standing in the kitchen, go to the yard if possible, or stand on your earthing mat. Keep a positive attitude. You know, obviously, accept that there are events you cannot control. I always say be assertive instead of aggressive. Assert your feelings, your opinions, your beliefs, instead of getting angry and defensive and passive. Because remember, there are three things over which we always have control: what we think, how we move, our exercise, and what we eat. And you're in charge of your thoughts. So don't let other people and situations rent space in your beautiful brain. You be in charge, because studies show, like even a recent Harvard study, the people who stay positive and optimistic live 10 to 15% longer than negative, aggressive people.
Fantastic. And all of this, by the way, on Dr. Susan's website in great detail. The website is susansmithjones.com. Her book, and I'll give you this information as we wrap up here in a few minutes, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper, all that on her website. How about the role of exercise? How important is that?
Yes. Well, the human body prospers when it's strong, like I write about in Wired for High-Level Wellness. On my website, I have a whole webinar I presented on Invest in Yourself with Exercise, also the title of one of my full-color books. So not only does exercise help you maintain a healthy weight and strengthen your muscles, but it also reduces stress levels, improves quality of sleep, rids your body of toxins. You and I have talked about this a lot. So how much do you need? You want to try to get at least 2.5 hours of exercise each week. That's 30 minutes a day, at least. This is minimum, Rick, to improve your overall wellness. And, you know, something else I want to mention before we touch on diet, and Dr. Thomas Levy, in his book, Rapid Virus Recovery, that you can get free on my website, he talked about the importance of oral care. And I have a webinar that I presented on oral care. You can also see free on my website. And in terms of oral care, so much disease begins, Rick, right in your mouth with all the germs and the bacteria that gets carried to other areas of your body. And you'll see in my webinar the importance of brushing a few times a day and flossing and oral irrigating. And never forget, once, I do it twice, but at least once a day, scrape your tongue. There's so much bacteria on your tongue and so much bacteria that's transferred to person if you don't have a clean mouth when you kiss. So I'm telling, and you'll see all of this about kissing in my oral care webinar on my website. If you go over to the sidebar on the right side and you scroll down, it says Susan's Books and Webinars, and you'll find the exercise webinar I presented and the oral care, and you'll learn a lot about the importance of keeping your mouth healthy.
That's all, again, on the website, the webinar as well, so you can read it. You've got the visuals that will help you. I'm going to check out the kissing part when we get finished here. Follow a healthy diet. Talk about the importance. A few minutes left in the program. This seems so basic, but it's something we all seem to violate at least from time to time.
Yes, we do. And I talk about this in great detail in Wired for High-Level Wellness, where I present a program that in 30 days, an easy-to-follow program, you'll be looking and feeling and will be physiologically 10 years younger. And a lot has to do with diet. Good health really begins in your kitchen, and then your body gets stronger in the gym and with your working out. And the power of a healthy diet, I have chapters on full body detoxification and Wired for High-Level Wellness, but the power of a healthy diet is undeniable. Processed foods, and especially those, Rick, with refined sugars, are known to completely break down the immune system. So if there's one thing you could do today to make a profound positive difference on enriching your immune system, that's cut out all white sugar in your diet. That means foods made with white sugar, also white flour, but sweets and pastries and cookies and all of that. Try to get, with diet, you want to abandon all the unhealthy options and opt for more natural foods. Rick, the more plant-based foods you can eat, that's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seeds, legumes, nuts, only a little bit of nuts and seeds, will boost your immune system because of the right blend of minerals and vitamins that you eat in the foods and supplements will provide your body with all the fuel that it needs to repair and restore over time, as well as to thrive. And again, all of this is in Wired for High-Level Wellness.
And all of that on Dr. Susan's website. The topic today has been boosting your immune system year-round. Let's take a few minutes here at the end, sort of give us some concluding thoughts on today's topic, and then where we can get more information, not only on Wired for High-Level Wellness, but the 30 other books that you've written that are available as well, and that free healthy newsletter that comes out every month.
Yes, excellent. So go to SusanSmithJones.com, and right in the sidebar it says Susan's monthly newsletters, or right on the home page in the picture, there's a button that says free monthly newsletters. You get one newsletter from me every month with lots of great health advice, different info, lots of great photos. And then definitely check out that book, Rapid Virus Recovery. If you just go to blog, scroll down to coronavirus, colds, flu, cancer, you can get a free copy of this book, and you'll no longer be living in fear. Go to favorites, scroll down to Blue Magic. You can learn about that and read the studies. Go to favorites, scroll to the first entry on earthing and grounding. You'll learn more about that. And you know, Amazon.com. You can get Wired for High Level Wellness. If you go to New Book at SusanSmithJones.com and you scroll down to number 5, you'll see how you can get a personally autographed copy of the book. I get this mail. I create note cards and bookmarks that go with the autographed copy. And I go wait in line at the post office.
The old-fashioned way, yes.
And I send books all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world. And I love to do that. And I write a personal note to everybody who asks for an autographed book from me.
And you'll find all of that and sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletter. You'll be looking forward to getting this once a month. So much information there. Her website is very simple. It's her name, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find a link on by going to our website, certainly thisweekinamerica.us. The topic today, boosting your immune system year-round. If you go to our archives, you'll find all sorts of old interviews that we've done with Dr. Susan on her website as well. And, of course, the book we talked a lot about because it contains a lot of the information that we talked about today, boosting your immune system year-round. That book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Dr. Susan, it is always a pleasure. Look forward to having you come back next month. I'm sure it'll be a topic that's in the news that's going to keep us healthy. Thank you for spending some time with us once again.
Thank you. I look forward to it, too. And everybody go out and celebrate life today.
Do that. And to help you do that, go to our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.